leader who served his country and loved his family. The principle of service, of love, of goodness, the different roles in his life, his country, his family, his personhood. See, it contains so much. Well, let me just ask, what would you like your epitaph to say? Now pause. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to observe what might be happening in your mind as you pause. You're looking at yourself. There's the endowment of self-awareness. You're probably using your imagination and thinking about your future. Now you're using the unique endowment of imagination. My guess is you're also finding that the very essence of your nature is that it is moral, that you have a conscience, you have a sense of what is right and what is wrong, even apart from your upbringing. That may be part of it, but you may distinguish between the two. Now listen to it. Now remember, you won't receive any social or public affirmation for this effort. In fact, it may not be a normal part of your private life at all to ever visit your secret life, to go into your heart. But here you're making the effort. There's another unique human endowment. It's called willpower, independent will. So you have to explore, am I really willing to go the distance on this epitaph, these values that I'm trying to internalize into my life? Am I really willing to walk this talk? Am I really willing to put these first things first, habit three? That's where you go through the internal dialogue between the different parts of your nature. Now notice what's happening. Habits 4, 5, and 6 immediately are the habits of how